听力课堂，听 class.com.
Number 1. Here are two empty seats.
Don't you think those are too close to the movie screen?
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Number 2. I'm bored with the same food all the time. Let's try something different Saturday night.
How about an Italian place?
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Number 3. We are having a party at our house on the weekend of the 30th. Would you like to join us?
That sounds like a lot of fun, but I'll need to check my schedule first.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 4. My shoulder's been hurting for a couple of weeks now.Ever since I moved that heavy desk by myself.
If it hasn't gotten better by now, you should go and see a doctor.
Question. How long has the man's problem lasted? Number 5. What I need is a roommate who is neat and considerate.
So you should write that in the ad. Question. What does the man hope to do? Number 6.My cousin Bob is getting married in California, and I can't decide whether to go.
It's a long trip, but I think you will have a good time. Question. What does the man suggest?
Number 7. Excuse me, could you bring me a glass of water, please?
Sorry, but I'm not a waiter.
Question. What will the man do for the woman?Number 8. I've been calling David for the past half hour, but I keep getting a busy signal.
Well, if you don't get him soon, we'll just have to go to the concert without him. Question. Why is the woman trying to call David? Number 9. If I don't find my wallet pretty soon, I'm going to report it stolen.
Have you checked your car or your jacket pocket? Everywhere?Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 10. Do you think a dress has to be expensive to be good?
Well, you've always got to pay for the value. Question. What does the man mean?
Passage 1. There are some special traditions in Hawaii. People are very friendly.And always welcome visitors. They give visitors a long necklace of beautiful fresh flowers. Men wear bright flowered shirts, and women often wear long flowered dresses. There are traditional Chinese, Japanese, and Philippine holidays, and all the holidays from the United States. They call Hawaii the Aloha State. Aloha means both hello and goodbye.It also means, I love you. Usually, when people from different countries, races, and traditions live together, there are serious problems. There are few problems in Hawaii, but, in general, people have learned to live together in peace. Hawaiians get most of their money from visitors, and most of the visitors come from the mainland and from Japan.There are so many people living in Hawaii now that there are living quarters where there used to be farms. Some of the big sugar and apple companies have moved to the Philippines, where they do not have to pay the workers as much money. The families of the first people who came from the U.S. mainland own the important banks and companies. The Japanese are also buying or starting businesses.Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. Which of the following is a good title for this passage? Number 12. Which of the following statements is true according to this passage? Number 13. What plays an important part in the development of Hawaii?
Passage 2. There are five chief oil regions in the world. They are the Middle East, the United States of America and Canada, Latin America and the Caribbean, Africa, and Russia. The Middle East countries have the largest amount of oil. They have more oil than all the other regions together. Oil was first discovered in the Middle East in 1908. The first oil field was opened in Iran. A few months later, men found oil in other Middle East countries. In 1932, oil was discovered on Bahrain Island. During the next few years, oil was found in many places. The Middle East oil industry then grew fast. Today, this region produces a third of the world's oil supplies. The Middle East countries now export more oil than any other region. They do not need all their oil, so they are able to export most of their oil to other countries. Europe is one of the chief markets. They supply all the countries of Western Europe and also some of the countries in Eastern Europe. These European countries import millions of tons from other countries. They import some of their oil from North America and Latin America, but they buy most of it from the Middle East. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. When and where was oil first discovered? 15. Which of the following is true according to the passage? 16. What is the passage mainly about?
Passage 3. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad to welcome you to our language school, where we hope you will enjoy your stay. Getting used to new faces and finding your way around the building will take a little time, but you should soon be able to settle down to the job of improving your English. Nowadays, most people would agree that speaking a language is the most effective way of learning it pleasantly and effectively. You will find your teachers using English throughout your course. You can rely on your teachers being patient and understanding, because all of us here realize that learning in an adult group is very different from learning alone or in a secondary school. The intensive practice we offer in this short course will involve your talking with your teachers and classmates in English, and will mean you're participating actively in order to learn and to help others learn. We have very few rules at the school, but I hope you will not mind my mentioning one or two right away. We prefer no smoking in class unless your classmates agree. We advise no talking in your own language, even if you meet a fellow countryman in the school. We recommend your keeping the lecture rooms tidy, because studying in pleasant surroundings is less tiring. Therefore, please use the wastebaskets provided. We encourage you to borrow books from the library, but please remember to return them on time. We hope you will learn a good deal of English and enjoy yourselves in London. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 17. Who is the speaker? Number 18. Why did this group of students come here? Number 19. Which of the following statements is true? Number 20. Which of the rules is not mentioned?